in the Mishkan, you're never alone.
Shalom, this is Nitza Moshe from Remnant Remedy, hosting today's Remnant Mama Show, where we are living and learning a restoration lifestyle. The show today is part 4 of the EMF BioShields, where we are speaking with Jody, the inventor. Last week, we left off with her describing a little bit of her past and how Father brought her to this place where she is today, and she was discussing how her daughter had juvenile arthritis, rheumatoid arthritis, and we will continue.
And so anyway, it ended up, I have to tell this part of the story, which I believe is so important for people to hear, and that is that Yasmin, when she got rid of her pain, she was 4 weeks into being pain-free. And what happened, we took her to her music recital. It ended up that she ate some cookies, and after eating the cookies that at her music recital, that was it. It was really bad. The pain came back. So, yeah.
Wow. So she learned to abstain from those things that cause the pain?
Oh, yeah. Then she could connect the dots herself, and she understood what she had was just three little chocolate chip cookies and Hawaiian punch, and that brought her pain back. So,
and, you know, this is where I say, thank you, Father, for pain. It is a gift. It is a message to us to pay attention.
That's exactly. So, you know, we're all on a learning curve, you know?
Amen. And we're going to continue. Jody is from Israel, and she's going to be sharing about electromagnetic frequencies and pollution. But right now, we're finishing up kind of her background.
Yeah, thank you, Nitza, for having me on your show. And it's a fantastic show, and I feel honored to be able to share with the listeners that are following this radio show and the station there with all the good programming. If you're just tuning in, we've been talking about my past, my history, and how I got involved in natural health care and the saga that I went through with my little four-year-old daughter and how she had rheumatoid arthritis and how it was healed in just 2 weeks of doing diet and proper protocol to detoxify her. I just basically shared that, and it was a real blessing, and we just kept her quiet and got her off of all junk food, and she's been healed ever since. That pain never came back, and I'm so grateful to people who are knowledgeable, doctors that are out there who are working on the side of helping the body do what it does best, and that's heal itself when given the right things and and we remove the wrong things, then the cells go into healing. So,
amen.
It's amazing, you know. I mean, I think when I really look at our bodies, we are absolutely fearfully and wonderfully made by the Almighty, and He make mistakes. He created every cell in the body to heal itself, unless it's got interruption. And it's got problems functioning at the design that he created, with the design he created. What happened after my daughter was set free from 6 months of being crippled, she couldn't walk by nighttime was what was happening. In the morning, the pain would start. It would be there in her knee, and it would go on through the day. By nightfall, she couldn't stand up. So she was healed through that diet, and I began to help other people who had children with these conditions and getting them all out of this hot water pot. Yeah, it just kind of, you know, my heart really leapt, and in the fact that I, you know, really had some knowledge now that I could help other people. And, you know, we pray for people, and we believe in our creator, Jehovah. You know, we don't know exactly how it's pronounced. A lot of people guess, but that's how I pronounce his name. It's the Yod Heh Vav Heh with vowels that are not written in. But, you know, we believe in him, and we trust the Lord with all of our heart. The Father loved to lead his people to truth. And the scripture says to us, we know the truth. The truth will set us free. So as I began to help people and my own family with the two children and a dog and a bird, and it's amazing. Husband and myself, when things come up, you research, you look for answers. And when you know people, you pray for them. And if you don't see the healing manifest right away, then what I would do is I would research things. And I just became a researcher for most of my life. And I started compiling a lot of information about herbs, about diet, about our emotions and our faith and our belief system. And I ended up starting to study more and more. It was amazing because besides studying the scriptures and loving the Lord and loving praying and gathering together and worshiping the Most High, which is my favorite thing to do, by the way, in the whole world. Worship, which is singing. There's many ways that we can worship God, but I love to sing, and I love when it comes through musical instruments as well. But anyway, the Lord spoke to me one day through this with our daughter and spoke to my heart to go and get all the training I could get to prepare for what was coming in the future. I didn't know what that was. I'm not sure I still know what it is, but or all of what it is. I know some. So I started to study, and I started to get certified in many areas of natural health care. And I ended up going into what we call dark field microscopy, and that's the analysis of looking at living blood cells under a microscope and how the immune system's functioning. I ended up going into electrodermal screening, and that is biofeedback, where the body's own electrical system, our electrical, by the way, we're not just biochemical, we're also electrical, no doubt about it. And
right, that's because we're children of light.
Right, and we're created with His light, and with His light, and light in every cell of our body, I believe. And so I ended up studying that and stress factors and how our beliefs impact our body. I applied kinesiology, which is using the muscles and the autonomic system and the neuromuscular system as a way of testing. I took many courses. I was in classes with Dr. Don Colbert, Dr. Lee Cowden, some amazing believing medical doctors who were studying this as well, and privileged to study together in some of these arenas. I studied with some other doctors who taught a biblical approach to applied kinesiology. Oh, I just had many courses that I took because I was just really wanting to understand and develop my ability to really help people. And the bottom line is, it's about really being able to be effective in the lives of other people when they're suffering, and to know how to set people free from pain. I was at a level where I could say, oh, I can just pray and every single person is being healed. Some people do get healed through prayer. Yes, praise God. And I can testify to that because my husband and I have been in a traveling ministry with piano and music and prayer. We've traveled all over the world, been to China twice, and Asia, Hong Kong and Taiwan once, and Europe many, many times. And I mean, we've just traveled all over. It ended up that in our travels, we just see how many people get healed through prayer.
Amen. Well, I just wanted to share with you, I got this sideline on an email today. And at the bottom of it, it said prayer, the first wireless connection. I thought, amen to that. But one of the things, and I'm sure that you're probably familiar with this, with the Codex Alimentarius, which is basically the governing laws on a lot of our natural health products in the world. Some of the things that I understand is that they consider prayer to be energy medicine. And in the future, they want to control that. So they recognize that there's power in prayer.
That's really true. And I think recognizing this at university levels, I've done a lot of reading about that, and they can't deny it. You know, they absolutely can't deny it. When people are prayed for, they get better, and they get better faster. The healing process moves. And
We'll be right back after this short message. Cell phones emit disruptive electric magnetic signals that can potentially damage the human cell and deform the DNA. It is known that EMFs disrupt brain waves, causing stress, headaches, fatigue, sleep disturbances, muscle pain, and more. Protect yourself with a cell phone EMF BioShield from Remnant Remedy. Also, check out our computer and appliance shields along with our dual frequency laser. For more information, go to the Hebrew Nation Radio Store and click on Remnant Remedy and then look for the EMF BioShields icon. Welcome back as we continue.
When we look at prayer, I want to mention this, that it is quite amazing when we think about our beliefs. And what does the scripture say about the prayer of faith, Nitza? You know the word.
The prayer of faith as in a righteous man?
Yeah. And it says that that the prayer of faith availeth much. In other words,
much.
And so, is there a difference between the prayer of doubt and the prayer of faith?
Right, absolutely. Well, and then there's the other prayers about, you know, the man and whether or not you have a clean vessel and wanting Father to hear your prayers. You know, he hears us, but he also sometimes has conditions. And a righteous man or woman is one who's set apart, who's following, you know, and endeavoring to walk in his light, in his Torah. And, you know, when we're children, he has a lot of leeways with us. But as we grow and mature in him, just like our children, we expect them maybe to take more responsibility and respond to some of those things with obedience.
And so I agree with you with that. Absolutely. So, you know, with the emotions and with our beliefs, when we talk about prayer, I think a lot of illnesses, they're saying, you know, that there's a high percentage of illnesses today that are definitely rooted in ungodly beliefs and rooted in sin, rooted in judgment. Sometimes we judge ourselves more than we judge others. We're hard on ourselves, you know, we're not gentle with ourselves. And when we're children, I know from the age of interutero in our mother's tummies up until the age 7 years, that our worldview and how we see life is being formed according to how we get our needs met, our love needs met from mom and dad. And there's four areas that are directly impacted by our beliefs, which are carrying electrical charges. The brain is full of neurons. It's sending electrical signals through the whole central nervous system. And if you're angry or if you're fearful, you're scared, you're depressed, all those electrical signals are then filtering down into the body and impacting all the glands and organs and also impacting the blood and all the fluid in your body. This is a whole teaching. That's one of the reasons why I wanted you to come, Nitza, to our training, because you would learn a lot of this when I give this full-day seminar. It's an all-day seminar. Mm-hmm. But we look at that as being some of the probable causes of illness in that we are electrical and sending signals through the whole body. One of the things that I wanted to mention is that, you know, outside of our beliefs and outside of how we see things and if we're peaceful, if we're content, if we're loving and forgiving, all those, the fruit of the Spirit, if we're operating in all that and we're still getting hit with illnesses, right now on this planet, we are combating a lot of things. One of the things we are combating is all the poisons, toxins, and chemicals that are in our environment that also can play a role in our health. Heavy metals, for example, they are interrupters of neurons. When we look at all the aluminum and the metals in our teeth, our amalgam fillings release mercury into the blood. And we can see that even in the blood. Well, that mercury can then go into the brain and fry up neurons. And then we have things like Parkinson's and Alzheimer's and dementia and a lot of different symptomology coming in from just the heavy metals, let alone the toxins and poisons from plastics and things like that. Then we can go on beyond that and we can talk about EMFs, electromagnetic fields. Now, there are two types of electromagnetic fields, Nita, and I think you know about this already. One is that there are good EMFs. We need the electromagnetic field coming in from the sun. That is a field in and of itself. People carry their own electromagnetic fields surrounding their bodies. It's a field of that is biophotons. It's an energy that emanates from the human body. They've been able to capture that with different types of thermal imaging and thermal cameras today. So they can't, you know, it's not hocus pocus. It's not new age. It's not something that, you know, was born out of the, you know, weird head. There actually is a biophoton field that surrounds the human body. And I've been at seminars with doctors from Harvard and Yale studying this. So when people say, oh, that's new age, you know, or we're not talking, I don't even like to use the word aura because of any kind of association with new age. It's a bio field. It's a biophoton field. And I think we need to rethink some things.
Right. Well, you know, whenever we talk about this, I'm always remembering Arnold Horseshack on Welcome Back, Kotter. And, you know, how he used to talk about the aura. And the thing is that New Age or whoever talks about these things in the context that many of us have learned this in, is it is a truth that has been perverted and taken away from the true attributes and the creator. And it's time, especially now today that we have all the science and technology that can measure this, that we reclaim this in the proper perspective in relation to what Yahweh created.
Right. Well, let me, this is a really good time to interject something here about our measuring sticks. Mm-hmm. And we all seem to carry some kind of measuring sticks around us, and some of our measuring sticks are more Greek than they are Hebraic in our approach to life and how we see things. But let me just mention this, that there is a group of believers that would say, oh, you have to look at the origins. Let's go back and see who invented it and where did it come from and how is it being used now? And then if there's an association with whoever they deem to be the inventors or those who discovered something, for example, homeopathy would be one of those subjects where people get out their little ruler and they say, oh, that was Hahnemann. And Hahnemann wasn't a Christian. He believed that some spirit guide led him. I don't know. I didn't read a lot about it. But I know how a lot of Christians and a lot of people believe that if you take a homeopathic remedy, you're cursed by demons. You're going to be cursed as long as you're taking it. And there's an association with demons and New Age. Well, there's a problem with that, that if that's how you measure something, and I'm just talking about stepping back for 1 minute and analyzing that way of analysis. So if your way of analysis is to measure something according to who discovered it, how they discovered it, and it doesn't matter if people are being helped by it or not, or it's working wonders for somebody, matter is who discovered it, then that's your measuring stick, okay? So if that is, then the next time you go to the dentist, dental chair, then you need to ask the dentist, before he pulls your tooth, who invented Novocaine? And if the person who invented Novocaine wasn't a born-again Christian, and they even thought it was their own human mind that found it was humanism, which is also satanic, which is the fallen mind, which I consider to be at enmity with God, then you better tell the dentist to pull the tooth without Novocaine. And so we have to really step back and look, see that Satan is not an inventor of anything. He loves, mm-hmm. he loves to pervert the truth. And so we need to step back and look at that and know what is New Age and what really does New Age mean to us today. I think that there are things that are absolutely New Age that in terms of satanic foundations and root systems that carry people away from serving our gods, Jehovah, and the Messiah, Yeshua. And I think that, you know, it's a time where the Lord is allowing us to discover many things that are going to be a blessing to people if we only could understand how these things are working energetically. And energy is energy. And we wanted to talk about energetic products, some of the products that the Lord has allowed me to develop and discover. And the discoveries that I made were actually birthed out of a wellness center that the Lord had me open up after many years of study. I had over 1,000 clients with no advertising, people coming out of the woodwork. My office was filling up. Why? Because people were getting well. And when people get well, get rid of all their symptoms and their drugs and everything they're taking from the doctors, they get happy and they can't shut up. So they would tell all their friends and their children. And, you know, my office was constantly full. You know, it was a very exciting time. I did that for almost 10 years, going on, you know, 11 or 12. I started to develop this line of products. And I felt like what the Lord was giving to me was surpassing just helping in the center, but that I could actually help the whole world with this invention. The Lord began to show me about the electromagnetic fields that we are being exposed to from microwave, radio waves, and the fact that we're living in an age where we are now living in a suit of electromagnetic fields from cell towers and from Wi-Fi, and can't go anywhere without exposure. Now we have fluorescent lights and these horrible bulbs that give off horrible EMFs, man-made, bad. We're connected now to electricity. Most people are spending between 4 and 8 hours a day, the average person, on their computer or their cell phone or a combination of everything. And so now we're having all kinds of problems with the human body being disrupted, and the cells being disrupted, the immune system being disrupted, the natural energy field that protects the body, the biophoton field, is being impacted by other fields that are very negative. And so what happens if people are getting exhausted, then what they do once they're exhausted, they look for stimulants like caffeine and sugar and anything to pick themselves up instead of having natural energy all day long. We're not connected to the earth, not grounded. And then we have this collection body of these horrible electronic accumulation of electricity in the body, static electricity that actually builds in the human body within the cells. And we're weakened by it. A lot of people are not sleeping good at night. They're not getting proper rest. The next hour, we're going to be going into some of this. And I really, really, really want to explain more about the EMFs, electromagnetic fields, and also about cell phones, computers, electricity, and appliances, including your refrigerator that's housing all your food. What happens with the exposure of electrical fields that are coming off of all of our appliances, and what we can do to change that?
We will learn more on part 5 and part 6. May your garments always be white, and let your head lack no shimmer. Shalom.